John Price is here. Good to see you this morning.
I am here, and I'm glad to be here. Sitting in everybody's favorite chair right beside the intellectually challenging, visually stimulating Jesse B.
And a, oh, my.
And across from
the intellectually
Joker
challenged.
And across from the prankster himself.
Well, we were talking about the good times when we were younger, firing off Roman candles and
those
bottle
were
rocket
the days.
Fights. And, you know, I mean, hell, I grew up when you still had lawn darts, okay?
Right.
All right, you snowflakes, you can't even have lawn darts anymore. You know why? Because people were getting killed.
Just take things too far.
That's what I mean. But, you know, but lawn darts were kind of cool while they lasted. There was the air jammer, road rammer. But anyhow, back on topic. Fireworks, one of the favorite pastimes. Every man especially, I think, has an inner pyro. And I don't think we ever outgrow it.
Nope.
Evidently not.
And a lot of people end up in the horse pistol. They had an NFL player, a year or two ago, blow one of his or two of his fingers off.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You're like, you know, well,
oh, goodness.
Gee, I wonder how long the fuse on this M80 will take to land. Why, Dios mio. Now I'm really chewing my nails because my teeth just were forced down into my windpipe. Wow. Like, it's dangerous. So let's talk about how to stay safe during June, which is Fireworks Safety Month.
Well, you know, it starts right at the very beginning with the purchase of the fireworks. I mean, you want to purchase a legitimate, valid, bona fide manufactured firework as opposed to a counterfeit thing. So, you know, whenever you go to your firework stand, look for a prominently and publicly displayed business license, which is a pretty good start right there. They're going to only be dealing with, some decent products there that fit specifications and requirements and so forth. Look for your warnings on there. The more counterfeit the part, the less likely you're going to see some proper wording and warnings and what have you, and instructions. It's just going to be cheaply manufactured and something hastily put together. But after that, once you, of course, you got to read instructions. And the most basic instruction is light, place on ground, level ground, preferably concrete in my mind, but place on ground, light fuse, and get away. You know, I mean, really, most all fireworks are going to say that at the end of the day, but you would be surprised how many people have to put a variation on that, a little three-step process. And,
I think getting away is what gets me into trouble because you
got to get a close up view.
I mean, I've done you put a bottle rocket in a Coke bottle, then you hold the Coke bottle and you aim it. But then, you know, if the thing starts going, and then you get spray all up in your arm and,
Yeah, I've seen those pictures of you with your safety goggles on holding that Coke bottle. Is this just, at least you're thinking that way.
But, sure.
But we don't want to do that, boss. You realize that. And, don't relight duds. If it's a dud, it's a dud. Just consider it a loss. Don't try to relight it. Don't try to figure out a way to make that dud work. Okay? If it's a dud, it's not going to work. No sense in trying to get it to work.
So you don't cut it open and try to get whatever powder was not blown up and then use it to incinerate some G.I. Joes or something in a pit.
Or place on your dog food and feed the pit bull with it. You don't want to do that.
Well, no, I wasn't going to go. I don't know. Wow, you are a rough person.
There were kids when I was young kids who did that. They wanted to make their dog, bring it up mean, and they said they put gunpowder and firework powder on the dog food.
Those people are awful.
I think it's more of a myth than practice. And I'm not saying to do it. And SPCA, anybody here might do a report to your local SPCA or police report.
It took this long for him to get a disclaimer out.
I'm such a nervous Nelly when it comes to duds because somebody's always got to go inspect it and I'm just waiting for the thing to go off.
No, don't inspect that dud.
Let me.
Stay away from the duds. Ladies and gentlemen, stay away from the duds.
It can be applied to so many things in life.
That's so true.
I will be honest, there was a Roman candle a situation when I was a teenager and all that stuff. And then it's done. So I just walk over to it.
Right.
And,
it had a sleeper, didn't it?
It had a total sleeper. Like it was like, I'm going to get you, you son of a, and I like looked into it like a foot away or whatever, bam, right in the eye. Like how I can still see is amazing to me. And I did one of those, they're like, you all right, man? I was like, yeah, man. Of course I'm all right. Put some dirt on it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Put some dirt on it.
Let's also talk about mixing alcohol with fireworks.
Well, I'll tell you what, besides supervising the children, adults supervise the children. Don't let them run around with the fireworks. Let's let this be something that's conducted by the adults. But a big rule we see being violated is, the combination of alcohol and fireworks. And, drinking and fireworks do not mix. drinking a fireworks snobby. If I see one more picture on Facebook of some guy with a Roman candle in his right hand and a Bud Light in his left hand, I'm just going to scream. You know what I mean? But, well, I won't scream. But anyway, I'll just, well, I'll tell you what, I'll scream my head off and then call John Price Law Firm.
Right, right. Yeah. All right, okay, that's safe.
Like having a DD, you should have a designated fireworks lighter that's not drinking.
Remember the pets?
Yeah.
They go crazy during this. They think it's the coming apocalypse.
They think it's
the
Armageddon. I mean, the dogs do not like fireworks.
And here's the other thing when it's all said and done. Clean up after yourself.
Please.
The jerks. I know there's going to be a little piece of paper here and a stick there, but you don't leave the mortar shells out in the middle of the road or all over your neighborhood.
Just remember, though, most of your firework accidents and injuries can be prevented with just a little care, you know, with a little careful
try not being stupid around them, and you will probably be okay.
But there are times when it's caused from defective products, poorly manufactured, poor quality control, inadequate warning, foreseeability of use that wasn't addressed in the warning, different things like that. A lot of little legal terms I could throw up right now. But remember, you know, that it's not always the fault of the purchaser or of the user. So use your common sense. Use some good sense. Take some of these tips we just gave you. Apply them, you know, throughout the holiday season. But if you feel like you've been the victim of a defective firework or an inadequate warning, and you were using it in a foreseeable manner, which would be reasonable by many people's interpretations, then feel free to call John Price Law Firm right here at 888-MR-LEGAL. That's 888-MR-LEGAL. John Price Law Firm. We're looking forward to speaking to you and looking forward to helping if we need anything.